Hallo, ich heiße Mike und bin ein scharfer Rückgratzerstampfer. Wollen wir beide Freunde sein?
Negativ.
Let's get this going. Boom. The current time, my friends, is 1930 UTC. And that is, of course, the traditional starting time of... The dubious goes amity. Yes, hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Right, so my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I'm sitting here in the bowling alley. What kind of bowling alley is it, Tobe? It's a goth bowling alley, obviously. And I'm sitting here with my cat. I'm drinking tea. There's nothing else to do because, once again, we've got a very cold day. Well, actually, it's not even quite as cold as it was yesterday, but it's really windy today. Like super extra boring windy. And it's just barely over freezing, so it's like, yeah, in the gink. We're not going anywhere. I'm vaguely disappointed about this. I thought it was supposed to be a little bit warmer this week, but no, the Weather Channel keeps pushing it back. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, good tea. I'm drinking Gaoshan today. After drinking green tea all day yesterday. So this is hitting me just about right. I'm pretty happy about it. Also, yesterday I bleached my teapot and all that. So anyway, what have I been doing today? What have I been doing? Well, not a lot. Maybe a minute or 2 minutes before Dubious Goals Committee began, an emergency vehicle or two drove by my house, but they really weren't in all that sort of emergency mode. I don't know what it is, but they didn't feel like coming in with the sirens blaring. But they like to just turn them on briefly and then let them wind down. So the fire truck drives up my street going, kind of softly, right? It doesn't make any sense. So yeah, they turned up the other street and went away. Don't know what's going on, but the most interesting thing to happen to me so far in the, you know, hour or hour and 15 minutes that I've been awake already today. What are you doing, Pippa? Sit back down. There you go. The most interesting thing to happen to me today was I turned on my computer and everything and all that stuff powered up. And it said, oh, hey, Tobe, do you want to watch this video about fat raccoons? I mean, hell yeah, I want to watch this video about fat raccoons. Oh my god. I saw the fattest raccoons I've ever seen in my life. I laughed. And I said, hey, those fat ass raccoons need to go on a diet. Oh my god. Okay, I don't know if you've ever seen a raccoon in real life, but, you know, your standard raccoon, your standard adult raccoon is gonna weigh anywhere between about 4 and 8 kilos, maybe 9 kilos for a real big one, for a real chunky mother. No, not these two raccoons. Better than 15 kilos, almost 16 kilos. Oh my god, these are the fattest things you've ever seen. Okay, so like imagine if you took like a sort of a standard sized pillow. Take a standard sized pillow, take the pillowcase off the pillow. Now put two pillows in the pillowcase and a basketball on one end, and that's what you have. Oh my god, these things were so flabby. You should have seen them trying to, like, squeeze out of their enclosure. Oh, my God. The story behind this was apparently these two raccoons were being kept as illegal pets. Owner obviously didn't know anything about raccoons, overfed the raccoons. The raccoons are now at a sanctuary. They are on a diet and recovering, and they are learning to climb. And it was it was freaking hilarious, because you never... The rolls of fat. Oh my god, it was too much. It really was too much. These not the biggest raccoons I've ever seen, but easily the fattest. It's just ridiculous. The largest raccoons I've ever seen, I thought were dogs at first, like German shepherds, because these were raccoons that were large in scale. They weren't fat, they were just larger than normal raccoons. And where were you when you saw this, Tobe? Well, I just happened to be standing in an empty swimming pool at midnight in a public park with my friend Brian. And I looked up and I saw these two shapes in silhouette sort of jogging next to the fence of the swimming pool. You know, there's a street light behind them, and all I can see are these black shadows that were big. And like I said, I thought they were dogs. I said, hey, there's two dogs over there. They're big. Then I realized, no, as they got a little bit closer and I could had a little bit better angle, I could see, no, these are head-down raccoons. And I'm like, wow, damn, Brian, check out the size of those damn raccoons. They were huge. Absolutely massive. What swimming pool was it, Tobe? Elmwood? Classic. I do love raccoons, and that's not a statement that should surprise anyone in the committee, because I do spend a lot of time looking for raccoons or saying hi to raccoons or watching raccoons. They're going to start showing up on my back deck. They're going to show up at my back door anytime now. You know, you give it another couple weeks maybe. Any damn day. Although I have noticed some muddy footprints on my deck over the last couple days. Are you leaving? Okay, good. Cat's getting up and walking away. That means I can sit in a more comfortable position. There we go. Oh my god, I love raccoons. I can't wait for them to come and visit me here at my house, like they do every spring and every summer. And those muddy footprints that I noticed on my deck, I think they're the neighborhood cat. There's a cat that, I don't know if he's wild or if he just roams free and has a home to go back to or what, but he likes to come and hang out in my backyard sometimes. And I'll see him walking around on the deck or just sitting out in the yard. Probably attracted by all the birds. I've got these great trees in my backyard that really attract birds. Little birds. Alright, so where are we at here? That kind of reminded me of something, but what was I going to tell? Oh yeah, now I remember. The other thing I did last night was spend some time looking at some synthesizer parts, because as the committee is aware, I need a VCA. And when I say I need a VCA, I mean that I need multiple VCAs. I need more than one. And I thought, okay, I'll just buy two of something that's pretty good. And then I found something that's great. And it's a quad VCA. So I'm happy about that. And it is way cheaper than I thought it would be. You know, because with some of this stuff, you know, the prices get outrageous. Super outrageous. And so I'm so used to these prices being ridiculous that in my mind I thought, okay, this is going to be about $450 of money.
And then I looked up the price and they said, no, you can get it brand new for $209. And I'm like, whoa, what? I also need an envelope generator. And of course, naturally, I gravitate to an ADSR. That's what I grew up with as a child. But, you know, after looking around, and, you know, I'm always looking for stuff that's very flexible, and I found a really weird thing. Another weird envelope generator. It's a complex envelope generator and an LFO. And it's, like, multi-channel, and it's crazy, and it's only an AD envelope. But, you know, that might be fine. I mean, do I really need an ADSR, or do I just think I need one because that's what I had when I was a kid? And, you know, how often did I do a four-point envelope? You know what I mean? I just, then I thought, well, no, maybe I don't want to get this thing because it's huge, and because it's huge, that means it's super-duper expensive. And then I looked it up, and no, it's not actually that expensive. Again, it's in the $210 or $20 range. And not the $450 to $500 range. Whoa, maybe I do need this. But again, it takes up some space. So later on today, at some point, maybe after lunch, I need to look a couple of these things up and get some hard specs. How big is this thing exactly? And do I have room for it? And then the weird thing is, which one do I buy first? Because obviously I'm not going to have the money to buy both of them at once. I'm going to have to get one and then start saving my money up again so I can buy the next thing the next year. So what do you get first? The complex envelope generator plus LFO or the quad VCA? This is where it gets weird. What do I need more? Because that quad VCA is also a voltage controlled mixer. It's a little complex. And so it's like, I don't know. I'll continue to give it some thought as I sit here in the goth bowling alley. Yeah, and once again you're saying, but Tobe, what makes it a goth bowling alley? Well, here, does this answer your question?
Yeah, man. Can help you catch more fish. To start, we'll grab some olive thread and secure it to our hook shank, keeping the scraps for a later step. Continue wrapping just before the bend of the hook and reverse your thread to the hook point. We'll then grab some microfibbets. However, here I'm using some synthetic deer hair. It makes for a versatile replacement that can be used in multiple situations. Select out three fibers and measure them to be about the length of your hook shank. Secure them carefully to the back of your fly, ensuring that you don't wrap too far into the bend of your hook. Once complete, snip your excess free and secure them tightly to the hook shank, ensuring that they don't move around. With this complete, we'll grab our strand of thread we just set to the side, string it through our hook, and use your fingers to help separate the microfibbets. Carefully sliding your thread up the hook shank in between them to help create separation. Secure your thread in place and snip the excess free. Secure tightly, but make sure you don't wrap back on the microfibbets. This step helps ensure that they splay out nicely like a mayfly's tail. We'll grab some olive dubbing. Here I'm using a PMD color, create a dubbing noodle, and begin wrapping this up the fly, creating a smooth transition towards the hook eye. Be sure to add or tighten your dubbing as needed. Once complete, we'll lay down a thread base towards our hook eye, returning and wrapping back on top of the dubbing slightly. Next, we'll grab a CDC feather, here I'm using a sulfur color, and measure it to be about the length of our body. Secure using your thread, wrapping back towards the dubbing. There's a few ways you can tie this fly. You can do as I'm doing here, wrapping forward on our CDC, folding it back, and securing it just as we've done before. This will help utilize your extra CDC and add a bit more flotation to your fly. So if you'd like to use this as a dry fly, I would highly suggest adding this extra step. However, I typically use this as an emerger behind a second dry fly and don't mind if it sinks. So I'll simply snip this excess free, which makes for a cleaner looking fly pattern. Our next step is to grab some more dubbing, create a dubbing noodle, and begin wrapping it forward to continue our transition towards the head of the fly, having it slope down once we reach the hook eye. With this complete, we'll whip finish to hold everything together. Snip the excess free and secure in place with some UV resin. And this is the RS2. It's a highly versatile fly that I've caught fish using it as a nymph, an emerger, and even a dry fly.
Uncle Grandfather, I want perfect hair forever.
Oh, yes.
The other students laugh at me.
a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz go down. Competition in other places, but the horns, they blowing that sound. Way on down south, way on down south, London town. You check out Guitar George, he knows all the chords. Mighty strictly rhythm, he doesn't wanna make it cry or sing. If then an old guitar is all he can afford, when he gets up under the lights to play his thing. And Harry doesn't mind if he doesn't make the scene. Saving it up Friday night with the Sultans, with the Sultans of Swing.
Guitar George. I mean, damn, check out Guitar Mark.
He knows all the chords too, huh, Pippa?
Pippa is still, she's back, actually. She has returned, she's flopped over, and she's in the banky business pit, and that's not what I need right now, because I have an idea. I got an idea, and we've got to try this out before anything else goes down, because I am most curious. Because what we need to do here is bring back the ultimate gothness and then add a little bit of Hot For You Baby.
A Hot For You Baby. baby. I'm a pickle peach. I'm red but not embarrassed. And I am good with meat. Of course I make an excellent borscht. And I'm hard for you, baby.
Yeah, okay. Well, it sort of worked. I liked it. What do you think, Pippa? Pippa doesn't give a crap. She's now walking away. Okay, good. This is good. This means I can roll back over halfway here and get off my hip. Okay. And there we go. All right, so it turns out that I am hot for you, baby. I'm a pickled beet. Pickled beets, absolutely disgusting. Or at least that's my opinion. I mean, don't have to love every food. And maybe it's just because I never had good beets. Maybe I never had properly prepared beets, because I've learned over the years that all the food that I absolutely hate isn't because I hate that particular kind of food. It's just I've never had it prepared properly or prepared in a way to make that thing actually taste good. And so, yeah, there's a big long list of these things. But I'm not going to list them all right now. Oh, no. I'm going to spare you those details. Because I'm hot for you, baby. Oh my god. Alright, what am I going to do today? I got to think about food is one of the things I got to do today. What am I going to eat? Yesterday, I ended up having some pasta. I ended up having some of that cheese stuffed tortellini. I still had a few of those left over. Boom, I said, yummy, let's eat that. And then about 5 hours later, my guts were weird. And I thought, okay, now why are my guts weird? And I tried to think, what did I eat? Well, I did eat that stuff, that pasta. And I thought, well, but I've been eating that pasta. It doesn't normally give me a problem. So I don't know if maybe my tolerance was down or what was going on. I don't know. But I feel fine now. It's not like anything was happening. It's just like, why are my guts weird? Because food. So I'm vaguely sort of thinking about baking a potato today. Huh. Yeah. Maybe that is what I will do. Because I've got the sour cream. I've got some green onions. I'll use instead of chives. I've got, the fried onions. And I've got the pepperoni. And I've got the sour cream, and I've got the butter. So I think it's going to be super mega baked potato today. And I got these potatoes. Each one weighs more than half a kilogram, because that's what I love. Giant Potatoes and the Dubious Goals Committee. A show that airs every damn day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Your easy listening alternative internet something or other. Where was I going with this? Hell if I know, but I gotta eat. から苦手な早起きした普段はしない時計をして緩んだ気持ちを引き締めたか周りの人たち早送りで私が世界で一人で意識してるみたいな気持ちになってふいいにあなたに会いたくなったのだから手紙を書きましたあなたにラブレター